Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Congressman Mark Schauer. Mark, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Tony. We've been at it. I just finished meeting workers at the shift change at the post plant in Battle Creek. They're making Fruity Pebbles this morning.
All right, Congressman, I saw, I was watching a program. You were getting hammered by Tim Walmberg. It appears that his negative campaign was in full effect this last weekend, and that was what his campaign was going to focus on.
I mean, that's because, you know, his one term in Congress was void of any accomplishments. I mean, you know, the unemployment rate in Michigan almost doubled while Tim Walberg was in Congress. He says NAFTA has created more and better paying jobs. We're getting back jobs back from China. He wants to privatize Social Security. I think what I felt in the district, and I was in all seven counties yesterday, is people have figured out that Tim Walberg is too extreme for this district. I mean, this is a guy that's fixated on President Obama, you know, presenting his birth certificate to Rush Limbaugh in the Supreme Court or face impeachment. I mean, come on, that kind of nonsense isn't going to do one thing to turn our economy around, and that's what I'm focused on, and that's what I'm going to keep fighting for.
Mark, I want to get your assessment about the elections today from the angle that the voters are angry, that they feel that 2 years the Democrats have had Congress, they've got the presidency, and a lot of the policies that the president wants, he got. Let me finish.
Yeah.
That there's not enough jobs. People are concerned about the economy. What do you think about that?
Well, what I want people to think about, you know, are we going to go backwards or are we going to go forwards? And when I took office, our economy was losing about 800,000 jobs a month. We were in free fall. Economists said we were on the verge of depression. And, you know, we've got a long way to go, but the private sector's created jobs each of the last 9 months. I think they're going to show that again for October. It's not fast enough, but, you know, here's a choice. You know, Tim Walberg turned his back on the auto industry, and they're one of the largest employers in my district, certainly the largest employer in the Lansing area, and GM is coming back, Chrysler is coming back, they're adding jobs. I've helped bring renewable energy companies to this district, defense and military jobs. You know, I mean, are we going to go backwards to the policies, the Bush policies that brought this economy to the verge of bankruptcy? Are we going to keep moving forward and continue to rebuild our economy? I think people want to go forward. They don't want to give the car keys back to Tim Walberg and the folks that drove our economy in the ditch in the first place.
All right, Congressman, I got an email from Mary here who wants to thank you for running, and I quote, a clean campaign that was void of negativism. What do you think about that?
Well, thank you, Mary. I mean, I'm just, you know, I hope I have a chance to continue to fight for Michigan. You know, I didn't go to Washington to be a rubber stamp for interest groups or my party. I fight for Michigan, and that's what I've talked about in my ads. You know, I've tried to present the fact there is a choice, and Tim Walberg and I have a very different approach to things. And, you know, I support education. He wants to eliminate the Department of Education. I want to fight for things that will help us rebuild our economy. And I just hope I have a chance to do that. I have a good feeling about the response I've been getting. I think people have been deciding and realizing that while we've got a long way to go, we don't want to go back.
Congressman, how do you feel? Are you nervous? Are you apprehensive? What's the vibe?
My personal vibe is I feel very good. You know, I'm proud of the campaign that I've run. I've got, you know, an army of folks in every corner of this district today, you know, hundreds of volunteers that will be out there. So, I feel good. And, I think people understand the differences between me and Tim Walberg. And, you know, I feel very positive, optimistic about what's going to happen today. And I think voters will turn out today. You know, I think a lot of the pundits have, you know, given voters the impression that they might as well not even show up, that everything has been decided, that there'll be, you know, a big, you know, Republican wave. Well, that's not what I'm feeling on the ground. I think people are going to turn out, and they're going to use their voice. And I urge everyone, regardless of who you plan to vote for, get out there, use your voice. Don't let somebody else decide for you.
Congressman, throughout this campaign, you have given my audience an opportunity to hear you and your agenda and your thoughts, and we've appreciated all those opportunities. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, Tony. It's my pleasure. I look forward to continuing to be in touch with you and your listeners.
All right. Enjoy your day and good luck.
Thanks. Bye. You're-